Generous support for Coastal Windage comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's is the only true British pub on the coastside, featuring 19 beers on tap and more than 60 brands of bottles. Come for the food and stay for the fun. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday. Open mic night on Thursday and karaoke on Friday and Saturday. Cameron's Restaurant Pub in Half Moon Bay.
Broadcasting live from the KHMB studios in downtown Half Moon Bay. This is Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast. The Coastside's own live call-in talk radio show. From Pescadero to Pacifica and beyond, this is the place for Coastside issues, hot topics, and you. And now, the host of Coastal Windage, Mr. Ruben Truthmaker, and his co-host, Crystal Ann.
All right, good morning, Coastsiders. It's Friday, March 13th, 2026. Time for some Coastal Windage. Watch out. The 13th, Friday the 13th. This is, as Frank the Engineer was pointing out, Crystal, second month in a row with the Friday the 13th. Is that indicative of the way things are going?
I am not.
Or just a cool anomaly?
It's just cool.
Oh, it's cool?
Yes.
Are you a Friday... Are you a Friday the 13th franchise fan?
Oh, no. I can't do scary movies at all. I am, like, so squeamish.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, although, those are so campy that, like, I don't know, like, they're scary movies like The Exorcist, which is, like, legit scary, right? Like, still to this day, even though there's a couple of hokey scenes, legit scary. And then there's... Friday the 13th type of scary, which is like...
No, I'm not a horror movie person.
Okay. Yeah, me either, really.
I like fast cars and funny movies.
Okay.
Yep, it's magical.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast, the Coastside's very own live call-in talk radio show. We're live, we're call-in, we're talk, we're radio, it's a show. All of those things. We're a lot of adjectives. Yes. Okay. Broadcasting once again from our undisclosed location while we wait for our new Sphere studio to be built. And we're here every Friday morning. Every Friday morning since 2017. Really. 355 shows worth. Okay. Live. Each one live. That's important. All right. Let's get to our topics because I can tell this is one of those days when... We're not getting anywhere near through the show because...
I will say that is a booklet of notes.
The note packet that the interns prepared is, 15 pages long. Ain't going to happen. All right. In case you want to get in on any of the topics we're about to list off for you, write this down because this is our third phone number in 4 weeks. I don't know what it is, okay? I've been slipped a piece of paper, so write it down and call in. Punch it in your phone right now and call in today so it's in your phone. Just make a call. 650, we should all have that part. 477-1244. That's 650-477-1244. Okay, here's our topics for today. Senior splashing, the highs and lows of Half Moon Bay High School athletics, and yes, at high speed now, down the slippery slope, more about e-bikes, which that's one we may not get to. We'll see. All right, we've got a lot to talk about here, starting with the air quality report. I was just giving Frank some grief. Because I was saying, you know, like, there's a big event at the high school tomorrow. I hope that it's sunny. And he starts giving me a bunch of weather data, like humidity. If I ask you, Crystalline. If I give you the air quality, you're like, well, that'll determine whether I go outside and exercise. If I give you the temperature, well, do I need to put a jacket on? If I give you, like, whether it's going to rain or not. Okay. What are you going to do with the humidity statistic?
Well, first and foremost, as somebody with curly hair, humidity plays a big part in whether or not I have untamable hair or if it needs to be up in a bun. And then secondly, isn't humidity what makes you feel like wet and swampy?
But what are you
going to
do with that? Well, what are you going to do with that?
You make adjustments.
On that note, let's move on. I think it's an unusable, ridiculous one of these. Just like, let's just flood everybody with ridiculous, irrelevant data.
Pressure. I want to know it all.
This is why nobody can remember anything anymore, because we have been flooded with irrelevant data points, and it's just too much for the brains to process. But here is a relevant data point, which is the air quality, the air that you're breathing, to determine whether you're going to go out and run that 12 miles today that you had planned or not. Okay? Yeah. I know what I was going to do even before I heard the air quality report, which is a not. Okay. 0 to 50 on the scale is incredible. 51 to 100 is moderate. We don't bother over 100 unless there's a fire because it's irrelevant to us here. This is, we have the Buenos Aires here. On the coast side. Okay. 10 today in El Granada, which is pretty much the usual. 15 in Half Moon Bay, 14 in Redwood City, 11 in Santa Cruz. And today in the Southern California, in the SoCal town of San Juan Capistrano, where the Swallows return. Is it the Swallows? It's the Swallows return to San Juan Capistrano. That's like, hey, listeners to this show should know the answer to that because it's like some Beverly Clooney song or something. When the Swallows return to Capistrano. There's some like 40s song, Perry Como or something. If anybody knows, now would be a great time to call 650-477-1244 and give us the answer on that and claim some windage bucks if you know why San Juan Capistrano is the Easter egg location. Today in San Juan Capistrano, 4! Yeah, who would have thought it? SoCal coming in better than NorCal. Okay. All right. Speaking of, so, yeah, big event at the high school. Looking really, really looking forward to it. Been lovely all week, even bordering on hot, sunny from the get, from the drop. Wake up in the morning. It really makes a difference in my outlook on life when I wake up and it's sunny outside as opposed to, oh, the huge, like we have this morning. Okay, so I literally said to Mrs. Truthmaker last night, if we could just get 48 more hours of this, and then the weather can go back to its usual and wake up this morning, and it's this. Well, this is the usual, and even big companies know this. There was a post on Nextdoor, Rivian, an electric car maker, apparently knows the coast side very well because in their color choices for the new 2027 R2 models. So every year a car, like your nice baby, what is the actual name of the color of your, because they give them fancy names. It's not just baby blue.
Robin's egg blue.
Robin's egg blue. Right. So every model has a color palette of colors and you can only get the car in that those colors. Okay. Cause they can't make a bazillion colors. That's just too much. So every model. So for the 2027 R2 models, one of the color choice names is Half Moon Gray. Yeah. Thank you. Nailed it, as we can see this morning. And apparently they were putting up posters in the show, in a showroom, Rivian showroom in San Jose, that had each of these color choices with a representative image. So the representative image for Half Moon Gray is the famous rock at Martin's Beach. Mm. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much Vinod got for that picture, right? Other color choices, just in case you're wondering. Glacier white, Borealis. I wonder what Borealis is. That some kind of tie-dye? Borealis.
Pink,
I mean,
or green, or?
Well, Borealis is probably a green. Yeah. Boreal forest. I don't know. So I'm just, anyway. But then we have launch green, forest green, midnight, Esker silver, and Catalina Cove.
Ooh.
So half moon gray. Yeah. Wah, wah. Okay. Anyways, yes, and that is what we have this morning. Half Moon Gray.
But according to the weather app, tomorrow is supposed to be nicer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the weather is, you know, being this way for you in particular.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past the weather. Me and the weather, since I've lived here, me and the weather have kind of been at loggerheads. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's transition to something happy. sewing class. There's lots. I've been looking on Nextdoor and the Chamber of Commerce posts that you do.
Thank you.
There's lots of cool classes and activities being offered by a variety of organizations on the coast side. It's one of the cool things about the coast side. If you're interested in something, it might take a little work, but you can seek it out. We talked, I think, last week about the Granada Community Services District, mm-hmm. which does a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Had a history walk, which was probably pretty cool. I didn't do it.
Has a painting class coming up?
Yes, the acrylic art class that I would love to do, but it's in the middle of the day, unfortunately. And then the sewing class, Learn to Sew for Beginners, which is also being offered through the Granada Community Services District. And I still don't understand why there's 14 years later, there's still people beefing. I saw somebody, a post on Nextdoor the other day where somebody was specifically calling out that, like, when it was still just a sewer district. Okay, but it's not anymore, and it's offering great things like this sewing class. Learn to Sew for Beginners, Tuesdays. So it's each Tuesday night from 6 to 7:30, starting on the 31st of March and going to May 5th. Held in the GCSD meeting room, which is on 504 Alhambra, third floor in El Granada. It does cost $180, but that includes instructor's fees. I mean, somebody's got to teach the class, and these people, you know, it's their time. Instructor's fees, fabric, and project materials. Registration ends 3/24, March 24th. So go to the GCSD website for more information and sign up for that. Do you know how to sew, Chrislyn? Are you a sewer?
No, I love the thought of knowing how to sew, but
right.
I bought a sewing machine once and one of the little mannequins and had all these great thoughts that I was going to make my own costumes because, you know, I love a costume. And it's so hard. I could not sew a straight line to save my life.
Right. I mean, this sounds great. Exactly. Sounds great. I would love to know how to sew. Both with a needle and thread, so I can put all the buttons that are laying in the...
I watch a lot of videos. So in my head, I know how to do it because I watch a lot of videos of people who like, you have a hole in your jeans. Let's turn it into a flower.
Yeah, exactly. I love the idea of it, but probably not going to sign up for this class. The evenings are not good for me. So maybe next time after I get around to learning Spanish and cleaning out the garage, right? Two things that will also never happen.
I just want to acknowledge that you have said that you're so not a morning person.
Yeah.
Last week there was a class that was in the middle of the day. Can't do that. Not going to do a night class. I think at this point we would just have to offer classes in your house.
Well, okay. I think what would need to happen is the whole rest of my schedule needs to get, like, cleared out. Just taken out to sea with the tide or something, because that's what the problem is. I would love to be playing pickleball with Rick Southern and Dave Houston, who are doing amazing things with the pickleball community.
Well, shout out to Dave. I'm pretty sure it was Dave that popped by our office last Friday and said hello, and that was just really nice.
Yeah, Dave's a good guy. I see him a lot at Half Moon Bay High School athletic events. But they're really doing a great thing, and I would love to be playing pickleball. I would love to take a sewing class. I would love to learn Spanish. You know, but the day-to-day demands of life leave not much time for that. This is why flooding everybody's life with a bazillion emails and notifications that are useless and worthless and irrelevant data points like humidity, our lives have been flooded with a bunch of frippery that is just taking up all of our time and thought. All right, so let's get serious. All right,
oh gosh, this hasn't been serious so far.
Let's get serious, Chrislyn. Right.
Let's get it serious.
Okay, we just scored a goal. A couple weeks ago, not this morning, when we had Perry Como, whoever that was, I'm pretty sure it's literally in bold font in my writer that we need to have a certain cadence. You know how music algorithms like look at the like beats per, you know, the timing of the music to you know, put similar songs together, that I have in my writer that there'll be nothing less than, like, you know, no, like, 2/4 time stuff, you know, that's just like,
you want chipper music.
Yes. No Ann Murray, no Perry Como, this type of stuff. So this morning, not good, but a couple weeks ago, I heard the Pink Panther theme song on the drive-in, which is always fun. The saxophone, you know, and just everybody knows that. It's one of those songs. Everybody knows that song. It was composed by legendary composer Henry Mancini for the original 1963 Pink Panther film. Now, as a kid, I loved the Pink Panther movies. I tried to watch one last year when I was recuperating from my bike. They're unwatchable. They're just inane.
They don't hold up.
No, I'm so stupid. Like, oh, my God, I just couldn't even watch it. And I was all excited because I remember loving them as a kid. I do like the Pink Panther cartoons, though. And the Pink Panther, yes, I spend a lot of time on doing these types of things, is on my list of top five all-time cartoon characters that I like.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I'll just go from five to one, and then I want to hear what your you know, top couple. So it'll give you a couple seconds. So starting with number five, do we have a drum roll for this? Frank? This is serious, serious stuff, Frank. Come on. Drum roll. Okay, very good. Thank you. Coming in at number five and Ruben Truthmaker's top five all-time cartoon characters, the Panther, Pink Panther, okay. Number four, Peter Griffin.
Okay.
Okay, wow, that fell flat. All right. Number three, Bugs Bunny.
Aww.
Yeah, of course. Number two, Daffy Duck. I'm a huge Daffy Duck fan.
I don't know, like, that was my impression.
Of Daffy. Good thing you explained that. Okay, and the number one, Ruben Truthmaker, favorite cartoon character of all time, Wile E. Coyote. I love that guy. He just never gives up, you know. And he's kind of a metaphor. He's an avatar for me. He never gives up, and yet he never
succeeds
comes
either.
Through either. Yes. Never succeeds either. Okay. Who are a couple of your favorite? I feel like you're a cartoon liker or lover. Yeah.
I would say I got to think if I have enough numbers. I'm going to go the other direction because that's easier for me.
You're starting with one?
Yes. Yeah, so okay. My top, Rainbow Bright. What?
Is that a My Pretty Pony or what is that?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, classic 80s
Smurf?
Rainbow.
No?
Stop talking. Rainbow Bright was tasked with bringing color to a black and white world. And she had a beautiful horse named Starlight, and she had these like little furries that were like her friends, and they're just very cute, very, very classic 80s. So Rainbow Bright.
This was a cartoon show?
Yes.
Like on after school or on Saturday
morning?
Yeah,
like Hanna-Barbera type.
Was it a Hanna-Barbera?
I think so. I don't know.
Rainbow Bright.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Wow. All right. Closely followed by She-Ra. Obviously.
See, in the 80s, I was still watching cartoons, I hate to admit it, but it was after class in college, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, that's up there for me, too.
Oh, okay, nice.
But She-Ra and then He-Man.
Whoa, She-Ra? Well, what country are we in? Who are they? What, She-Ra, what is that?
She-Ra was related to He-Man.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. When Masters of the Universe comes out in a couple months, we're going to go watch it together.
That's a
you
movie?
Need to catch up. And then yeah. Transformers. Love Transformers.
Wow.
So very much. I had all the Transformers.
Wow.
And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to be really honest. I'm a boy at heart. Other than Rainbow Bright and She-Ra, but past that, everything.
Yeah, Rainbow Bright just seemed.
Was the boy.
Okay.
Boy stuff. I love that.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I mean, that's like kind of a. I mean, when you look at mine, and then you look at yours, like, oh, you guys are not the same age. Yeah, so that is true. That is very true. All right, Senior Splashin'. Okay, Senior Splashin', aka Senior Assassins, is a popular quote-unquote game played by high school seniors around the country. It's an elimination-style game where high school seniors use water guns, Nerf blasters, or Orbi guns to quote-unquote eliminate assigned targets to win a cash pot. And we bring this up because this is happening at the high school right now. It's been going on for a couple of weeks. It's student-organized, off-campus only. So this is not a school event. This is There's an app for it called the Splashin' app. You've got to download this app. And so there's
What's the target?
The targets are other students.
Oh,
okay. So we'll get to the aspect.
Some poor little lady's walking across the street, no. And all of a sudden she's getting super soaked.
No, no. Well, that would be kind of funny, but no, it's a like an elimination game. There's a $25 some amount of buy-in. Currently, my son, who's a senior at the high school, participating in this said.
Wait, is this the precursor to the Hunger Games?
It kind of sounds like
them for our future.
It kind of sounds like it. Yeah. The pot is currently over $3,000,
ooh.
Right? Started with about 150 players. My son said it's down to 70 now over the last couple of weeks. So here's how it works. Players are assigned a target, which is another person that has signed up for the game, and they try to soak them with water. And these are not these, like, little plastic water pistols that you would get at Thrifty or something, yeah. You know. These are, like, high-powered, can shoot, like, 50 feet, you know, take your eye out type of water blasters.
I've had a cannon or two.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're assigned a target. You try to soak them with water. You have to take a video of you eliminating your target and then upload it to this app to have proof. If you are successful in eliminating your target, you take on your target's target. Okay. Students are safe on campus. Campus is a no fire zone so that, you know, it doesn't disrupt class and everything. And whenever they're off campus, if they're wearing a pool floaty, so if you are walking around, you see somebody wearing a kid wearing a pool floaty, they're in the game.
Oh.
They are, that's like a, you know, shield. They can't be gotten with their wearing their pool floaty. So what'll happen is like my son was describing yesterday, he and another guy got up early. My son's been getting up at like 6 a.m. to go and stake out somebody's house, hide. And then when the person comes out to their car to go to school or whatever, zap them. And if you're smart, you remember to put your floaty on. But my son said yesterday he was staking out a kid's house and like it got to like 8:29 and my son's like at 8:30, I got to go to get to school on time. And the kid that he was staking out came out at 8:29 and a half, all flustered because he was late, forgot to have his floaty on. My son jumped out and got him. So this is the kind of thing. So once a week, though, there's a quote unquote purge. Okay, that's like the fifth time I've said quote unquote. Let's stop doing that. There's a purge. Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Yes. Is that snoring or is that your horse making that noise? Frank's got like a Mr. Ed type of situation where there's like a sliding, you know, French door here. And every once in a while, his horse comes and sticks his head in, which the horse is adorable. I do love giving him a carrot from time to time, but he can be a little loud there. Purge day, the floaties don't count. And you can put bounties out on people, special bounties. And when a bounty's out on person, they're fair game. And they'll have like my son went to he's the student representative for the school district meetings. So he went there and he said that there was all kinds of people waiting around his car when the meeting was over and it was at Cunha and he had to like run out onto the soccer field and then jump a fence and climb through some bushes to circle back to his car because people were staking out the meeting room and stuff.
Is this app funded by the CIA? I feel like they're like trying to train the kids.
Well, I mean, okay.
Some covert
You can't enter a person's home or car. We'll get to that aspect of it in a second. You can't enter a person's home or car without permission, so you can't sneak into somebody's house. But
thank gosh.
If the parent of the kid you're trying to get doesn't know, and you're like, oh, hey, I'm here to see Johnny, you know, can I come in and see him? And the parent's like, oh, yeah, come on in. It's like a vampire. If you invite the vampire in, they're in. But the vampire can't come in unless they're invited, okay? But you can hide out, stalk, and otherwise try to catch your victims unaware. So let's just talk about the risks here a little bit, okay? Because Mrs. Truthmaker and I are not down with this game. I just think, personally, I think it's in poor taste in this age of school shootings, okay? Not a good thing. You're talking about as a CIA training people. It's desensitizing our kids to the whole idea of stalking, weapons, and gunplay. I don't like it. And people would say, well, Ruben, just chill. It's a game. These, again, are not these little, like, toy water pistols that you would get in a Cracker Jack box. These are things styled to look exactly like AR-15s and whatnot. So I don't like it. So I'm asking you, if you have a senior student or a student that's going to be a senior at some point, take a moment to talk to your student and explain the risks, as Mrs. Truthmaker and I did. Here are some things we talked about. In the age of school shootings, like I said, this game is generally in poor taste. Okay, so that's just an aesthetic. People not playing the game who haven't listened to this program this morning might mistake the toy guns and gunplay as real, which could result in law enforcement being called, people taking up real arms, and potential actual gunplay. Okay? Because the next thing is people are chasing and being chased, and that can result in people jumping fences and running through people's yards, being chased and running out across the street, jumping on cars, car chases, and whatnot. So I don't like that either, okay? Because these are teenagers. They think it's fun. And when you're, you know, when you're fun and you're it's fun and you're being chased and whatever, it just, you know, you kind of lose sight of paying attention to the rest of the world. So it's just a recipe for somebody getting hurt. And then the last thing is, oh no, sorry, there's more than one thing. One of the accepted weapons is this Orbi gun, which shoots these little plastic balls filled with water. Okay, and it shoots these balls out.
So it's like a paintball gun meets a water gun.
Kind of. The balls are squishy, so when it hits you, it doesn't hurt real bad or leave a mark. But the ball then drops on the ground. The water is dehydrated out of it, and it's left with a plastic skin.
Yeah, which
that
I
then
think
gets washed into the ocean.
I think those are the same things that we use, like when you fill a vase.
Yes, that's what it was for.
And we're supposed to we're not even supposed to use those anymore.
Yes, because they're incredibly polluting, and we live in a coastal environment, and all of those little Orbi skins just get washed into the ocean. And guess what they look like in the ocean?
Jellyfish.
They look like fish eggs or jellyfish, and so our marine animals are eating these things. We did an entire segment on this show on our September 20th, 2024 show about railing against Orbi guns, and here they are being used now for this game. Oh my goodness, we're already at nine. See, I knew this was going to be a rough show in terms of like getting stuff in. Okay, but here's another thing that I told my son, like an unseen negative of this, is it becomes a psychological experiment where you really gets into people's emotions and psychology. You're being betrayed by your friends. There are shenanigans where, like, you're being set up to, like, oh, meet me here. I need to get my, you know, math book from you. And it's a setup and you get jumped, okay? People are making deals behind people's backs, selling out their friends. The stress of constantly having to look over your shoulder.
I mean, that sounds like 90s high school. I lived through that and there wasn't even a game attached.
Okay, right. Well, this is a softer, gentler time. This psychological element is proven by the fact that most kids, when they get eliminated, I've asked my son, are they upset? Like, oh, man, I'm out. Most kids heave a sigh of relief and say, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because it begins, the pressure mounts, and as each week goes on and there's less people and there's more people trying to get you, it becomes more and more stressful. For $3,000, like, I guess if you're a high school kid, it's worth it. But police around the country are aware of this game and have issued, not surprisingly, many public warnings and recommendations against it. However, I haven't heard one word from the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office, Coastside News, the school district, or any other voice of authority about this game going on in our community. So here we are doing this public service announcement. Don't freak out if you see some high school kids, you know, and even dressed up as ninjas and baklavas and, you know, dark clothing. Like, this is what I don't like about it. Okay? I'm telling people don't worry about it, and yet there was just a couple of shootings yesterday around the country. Mm-hmm. All right. If you want to get in on that topic or our next two topics, which we got email, we got the highs and lows of high school athletics. Oh, boy, that's a killer. And if we get a chance, e-bikes, give us a call, 650-477-1244. Get on the phone because we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
This is Community Radio for the Coast Side. 100.9 KHMB. Coastal Windage is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Pub in Half Moon Bay. Come for the food, stay for the fun. That's Cameron's Restaurant and Pub on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
We'll get a look at getting a check of your weather. Also, we'll take a look at today in history. And don't forget our forgotten find. All comes your way right after Coastal Windage on your Friday morning from 100.9 FM KHMB.
We're back.
Can we adopt the pool floaty as the leave me alone garment of choice? I would love to put on a pool floaty or something that indicates that I am having a day and please don't come at me.
I love that. I mean, like,
just some days
in the office or just walking down the street. If you got a pool floaty on, that's your basically out of office notice.
Yes.
I'm not here.
I'm physically here. I am not mentally here.
Do not approach. Handle. Yes. I love that. Let's do that.
All
right. You can have them branded. You know, this is a whole new accessory, right? I mean, let's get crazy. That's a whole new accessory.
Like the little signs that they put on their dogs. Harnesses, right? Like not
service,
you know, don't pet, yeah, or anxious dog or whatever. Like, I want those. I want to be able to indicate to the outer world what my inner person can handle that day.
Okay, get on that. I that could work. I'm surprised somebody hasn't started doing that already. And if they do, you know where the idea came from, right here, Crystalline. All right, let's just do a couple of emails because we like to honor the emails. There's so many of them. We could literally do, like, the next five shows could just be reading emails. All right. This one's from Persnicketus. Is that a word? I don't know. Persnicketus. I don't know what that is.
It's Roman for persnickety.
Okay. All right.
The god of persnicketiness. Of
curmudgeonness. Curmudgeonliness. Subject line, get serious. Ooh, okay. Let me get my serious voice on here. When I first started listening to this show, it was a serious show covering serious topics. Now it just seems like so much fluff. What gives? Was there a change in leadership in the editorial department? Oh, that's nice that there's an editorial department. That's funny. Or are you just coasting on your laurels? If we had laurels, yes, I would be coasting away. Now is not the time to go soft in your reporting. We need real news, especially now that our current federal government is composed of morons, sycophants, and liars. Okay.
Call in person.
Not that last sentence, not
withstanding.
Notwithstanding, thank you. I disagree. What about you, Crystalline? I mean,
I think we've covered.
Is this a serious show or is this a not serious show?
I think it is both. I think it depends on the topic.
Yes.
And we have covered some very intense topics.
Mm.
We've both choked up and cried a little on the show. Yep. And I think then when there's times for levity, we hop on that train also. So if you want a topic to be covered, that's why it's a call-in show. Call in and bring up the topic.
Oh, very nice. 650-477-1244.
Dear Persnickety, take accountability.
Thank you.
Be a part of the solution.
There we go. Exactly. We're not a news program. Occasionally we do break news, but this is a discussion program in which we talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not a news program.
Oh, and guess what? Not every day is glib. So not every show is going to be glib.
But I think Persnicketus wants less glib, more glub.
Well, again, call in. That's your job.
Yes. Two in my list of disagreements. As you mentioned, we do address major topics of the coast side. sometimes head on as like major topics, like when the young man was killed a couple weeks ago. That's a serious topic. We took that head on. But sometimes not. For example, we've been talking a lot about the Xerxes parcel in El Granada where the butterflies hang out. But we've been talking more on the angle of like, it's on the slate to be developed, but what about the butterflies and what does that mean about the larger environment? And so that's the angle we've been taking on that, as opposed to talking about the planning meetings and the zoning ordinance and stuff. The paper's covering that. Coastside Buzz is covering that. But we're taking a different angle. But it all comes together. The Xerxes parcel and the Monarch topic touches global warming, the state of the environment, species collapse, along with California housing law and the pressure being put on counties, including our county, to develop land for housing. So these topics are interwoven, and that's what we try to take different threads of that weave and deal with them. Okay, the paper is more of the traditional, like, we don't do reporting. We don't have reporters out there. We don't have the resources that a legitimate, established media outlet can access to research these things and have access to the people that could give us the information. We do the best we can.
And we have interns, but they also have lives.
They do. And a lot of them don't have the proper security clearances. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we do have a very, strict hiring process here, but, you know, we make exceptions. Okay. So we do address serious topics. We are a serious show. Now, about that sewing class for cartoon characters.
Yes,
let's get back to that.
We can be serious and not so serious.
All right. Here's another one from Rick. Hey, it's Rick. All right, Rick. Way to really think about that name. Coastsidia is the subject line. We talked about we're in the process of trademarking the term Coastsidia.
Are we?
And we are.
Is that going
sure.
good for you?
Yeah, it's really, the paperwork is voluminous, but, you know, we're working through it. We got the lawyers on it. Rick, hey, it's Rick, writes, I don't know if Coastsidia is going to catch on, man. This place is cool and all, but nobody outside of San Mateo County is going to know or care about it. If you want it to be your own inside joke, okay, but I still don't see where you're going with this. Okay, dude, Rick.
You and me both, Rick.
No, Crystalline, come on. You're both operating in an outdated paradigm. Facts, data, no. All that, organic growth, no. All that is dead letter stuff. This is about social media and going viral, making a hit and going viral. And that's what the interns are for. I envision stickers, mugs, T-shirts, maybe a skit comedy show. We need to get that trademark paperwork in because I hear Pismo Beach is looking to refresh their brand. So, you know, look out. I think it could work. One last one here from Marianne 128.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm sure there's like Marianne 12,050, but okay, Marianne 128 fundraising idea. Okay.
Oh, great.
There's, you know, Coastside Gives Day. There's 64 nonprofits on the coastside that are vying for the same small pool of money. So let's hear what Marianne 128's fundraising idea is. Here she goes. Trees are not an existential threat. Oh, it's in quotes. Trees are not an existential threat. Unquote, and other intriguing slogans could be put on bumper stickers for fundraising purposes. You could sell them at events and meetings. Maybe you could even sell them online if people like them enough.
That's exactly how Keep Tahoe Blue got started. And most people are used to that, but that's exactly, they wanted to save the lake and keep it from getting polluted, and they started off with the bumper stickers, and then now it's like a national thing.
Huh. All
so
right.
Great idea.
Well, Marianne concludes, it's just something to think about. Goodbye. And my response is, Mom? I mean, okay, so you're giving the Keep Tahoe Blue example. I guess I was feeling snarky of like, yeah, fundraiser, there's big money in stickers these days. Actually, there is big money in stickers these days.
Keep Tahoe, well, now, I mean, they've expanded, but so we have a program that we're trying to, well, I've been working on to get off the ground called Keep Half Moon Bay Blue. Keep HMB Beautiful.
Okay.
And then I've got one for everyone. So, like, keep Montero Majestic and keep Pescadero Precious and all these things. But I make mugs. But, yeah, it's a great way to help raise funds. So if somebody comes in and buys one of our, like, mugs, there's a portion of it that is going into a pot that when it's big enough, like, will help, you know, like, give some of it to Sea Hugger for their, you know, beach cleanups or forest cleanups or things like that is kind of the hope. But it's the same thing. So, yeah.
What's your slogan for El Granada?
I think it's keep El Granada gorgeous.
All right. Yeah. All right. I mean, stickers used to be a fun thing because they were cheap and, you know, 3 stickers for a dollar. If you go traveling, stickers are like $5 now, and that's for your basic generic sticker. When we went to Alaska a couple years ago, this was in 2020. So this is already 4 years ago. My brother literally bought a sticker. It was slightly oversized, but it wasn't some gigantic thing. $20 for a sticker. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is our new bubble economy, apparently, since somebody has ruined it. We got to look around. So I guess stickers now. Speaking of stickers, I saw a bumper sticker on a car in El Granada that said, "Locals support local." Mm-hmm. And I'm totally down with that message. And if anybody knows where I can find one of those stickers, I would love to get a couple. So
that
local support local.
That might be Scott's shop on Main Street.
Scotty Cohen.
Yeah, Cruiser Clothing.
Yeah, he's got some cool ones there.
Because he has a sticker that we have that says something to the effect.
Well, there's the support. One, Keep the Coastside Country. Okay, I've seen that one around, which
he has a local one.
Which is actually a ripoff from Hawaii. Hawaiians have long time had a sticker that says Keep the Country Country, I believe is what it says. I mean, there's a few stickers that you see around that are classics. Uh-huh. This local support local, I would like to see that become a classic. That's an ethos I believe in. But
I feel 90% sure that's Scott's shop.
Other famous stickers that you might see around town, still see around from time, Think Tunnel. Every once in a while, you see a car with Think Tunnel on it. Show Up and Be Kind.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Classic.
I don't know if you've seen this one around. It's got a profile of the cat. Believe Jersey the Wonder Cat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look around. They're on some signposts, and you see them on cars occasionally. And then Keep the Coastside Country. Okay. Get your...
Wait, I do want to give a shout-out to the ones that I see most often is I Am Not a Tourist.
Yes, right?
Classic Kusa.
Oh, this is a Scotty Cohen one, I think. Half Moon Bay sucks, don't go there.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay, that kind of thing. Yeah. First time I saw that, I was like, instantaneously, like, I had my fur up, like, what the... And then like, okay, you got me. That's a good one. Okay. All right. Get the hankies out. This is a three hanky segment coming up here. 650-477-1244. Half Moon Bay High School Athletics. This week, athletes and kids at Half Moon Bay High School are going through both. Last Thursday, we talked about the Half Moon Bay boys basketball team crushed visiting Marysville at home to advance to the NorCal basketball championships for Division IV. That means they were 1 win away from playing for the state championship, 2 wins away from being the state champs. And they were playing a team on Tuesday night, Sacred Heart Prep from Menlo Park, that they had played previously twice this year and almost beat 2 weeks ago in the CCS championship game. Came down to a last second shot. It's hard to beat a team 3 times in one season, so feelings were high. Half Moon Bay got to the NorCal Championships after playing 3 straight home games, all against lower seeds, the last two of which they played much lower seeds who had upset the number 4, number 1 seed. So it seemed like it was a moment of destiny. Also, we mentioned people have been talking for years about this specific group of kids and that the 2026 was going to be the year that we won the state championship.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is, but it wasn't ever put on them like, you're going to... Okay. It was just like when people were talking, be like, this group of kids, yeah, this is...
Special.
These are a special group of kids, and they are. Two players from the 2023 state championship finals team are on the team this year. They played key roles in 2023. Caden Guevara and, of course, Gio Garduño Martin. They are leading the team this year, especially Gio. Six players on the team that played Tuesday night for the NorCal Championship won the Art David League with Cunha. In 2022, that team went undefeated for the entire middle school career. And this team has been playing together since they were in second and third grade. At Cunha, CYO, AAU, Rockland tournaments, high school. John Parsons personally took an interest in this group and coached them at all of these events and leagues through that time, except at Cunha, where Luis Haro coached them. And so the excitement over the weekend here was palpable. Just like this, just it's feeling like destiny. Everywhere you go, people asking you going to the game. Things got even more exciting when folks learned that Half Moon Bay's star player, the greatest player in Half Moon Bay hoops history, the GOAT, Gio Garduño Martin, was not only nominated for the Bay Area News Group Boys Athlete of the Week, but that he was lapping the field of 14 candidates. I mean, Tuesday morning, game day, Gio had more than 90% of the vote with 12,000 votes cast. Aww. Just crushing. Okay, which really gratifying.
It's more, did you say 12,000?
Yeah.
That is more than the actual population of City of Half Moon Bay.
Yeah. I mean, and well-deserved and crushing. So, again, just felt like all the tumblers. Game night was electric. The game was at this Sacred Heart Prep, which is like a college campus, has three gyms. So one of the questions is, which gym is it in? But the gym was packed. The gym was packed, and as usual, Half Moon Bay traveled well, filling the section set aside for visiting team students and visiting team fans. It was standing room only in the gym. Student sections for both schools were packed. They were right next to each other, and it was really great because Sacred Heart Prep would do some kind of, you know, let's go, you know, Gators. And our kids just brought the house down with whether it was a defense chant or let's go Cougars. You know, just really, really loud. Really impressive. Hats off to our students. And the game itself was a barn burner. I mean, 2-point lead at halftime, back and forth. In the third quarter, junior Levi Meehan, whose three older brothers also played for Half Moon Bay, including older brother Asher, who hit a 4-point play against Chico in the 2023 NorCal Championship to send Half Moon Bay to the state championship. Levi went nuts in the third quarter, ended up with 29 points for the game, was unstoppable, dominated the third quarter. Half Moon Bay extended a lead out to at one point 13 points. 13 points. Deep into the fourth quarter, Cougars up 11, 49-38. I turned to my wife with about four minutes left, and I said, I think it's going to take 51 points to win this game. The highest high. And 5 minutes later, the lowest low. From that point, 49-38, Sacred Heart Prep went on a 15-2 run to end the game. They tied the game at 51 with 7 seconds left on the clock. So they scored a basket, our ball. We bring it up court. Half Moon Bay called a timeout. Let's, you know, figure out what we're doing. Brought it up court, turned it over deep into our side. So about at the free throw line, we turned it over. So it's about 75 feet from the basket. Unfortunately, in the scrum for the ball, Half Moon Bay fouled. That foul would have been inconsequential, except that it put Sacred Heart in the bonus. Foul called with 0.7 seconds left, sending Sacred Heart to the free throw line.
To just sink some baskets.
All they had to do was make one. The kid made both. 0.7 seconds, inbound the ball. Gio made a heroic heave. But, I mean, the lowest lows.
But that's a valiant effort, though.
But I know, Crystalline, but...
Like, that's...
Well, to be that far ahead... And to just feel it, like to feel that there was a sense of destiny. We're going to the state championships, to be in that game, to extend out to a 13 point, to have a double digit lead with less than half of the fourth quarter to go. A 15-2. I don't think a Johns Parsons team has given up a 15-2 run ever And so for it to happen to this team that's beaten them twice this year.
That's why sports are so unpredictable.
No, this is the kind of thing that makes me just like, I don't know if I can. I don't want to look at a basketball for a while. And the thing was, is that the kids were just crushed.
Yeah.
The kids.
Terrible.
And John was crushed. I mean, I was a couple of rows up from that, and I could see this hurt John. And John's a pro, so he, you know, he knows he's a leader for these kids. He held it together. But I could see on his face that, like, he wanted this one for the kids, because this specific group of kids has been together for so long. And so what I heard when I went down the court afterwards and was talking to the kids is that the juniors and the sophomores on the team wanted it for this group of seniors.
Yeah.
Now, Levi's a junior, and Preston Wyatt, another starter on the team, is also a junior. But those two kids were so good, they always played up with this group of seniors. So this is a bonded group that just, this is just a crushing blow. And another thing is that the SoCal bracket, not as strong this year, upsets down there. The number three seed won the SoCal championship, San Juan Hills out of San Juan Capistrano. 21-14 record, so not a dominant team. This is doable. And it was doable. So it was rough. We drove home in silence with our son, who's on the team, knowing that, like, there's nothing to be said, and eventually he'll process and maybe want to talk about it. And so it was like an hour or two after we got home. he was ready to talk about it a little bit. I talked to another parent, their child, again, silent ride home. And, like, after a while, after being home, just came to his dad and said, and cried in his dad's arm and said, I just need you to hold me. So, feel bad for these kids. But later that night, after my son went to bed, I snuck into his room to kiss him goodnight and found his second place medal, because they get medals, stashed into a cubby in his room. I don't know if he'd ever even looked at it. I don't know if he ever will. So the lowest of lows. But as you said, sports are about resilience, if nothing else, because there's always another game, another season, another sport. But not for this team. That's part of the heartbreak of this. This group of kids that's played hundreds of games together since they were in second grade is never going to play another game together. This was the last game ever for this group of kids. And that,
well, maybe they can make, like, an alumni team or something.
It's just, no. Okay, so that's just the lowest of the lows. But, and while this doesn't equate with the winning a state championship, there is some sunshine, not outside, but sunshine on the campus this week, in that the baseball field, which is one of the nicer baseball fields in the league. We've been around. There's some really bad ones, and there's some really good ones. And surprisingly, given the state of the rest of our campus compared to schools like Woodside or other schools like that, our baseball field is one of the best in the league, with an amazing backdrop, great seating. The bathrooms are right there. There are some baseball fields, nice fields in this league, where there's not a bathroom. What? What? So the bathrooms are right there, which is nice. It's just a really excellent field. Well, this year, a partnership between the Boys and Girls Club of the Coast Side and the Cabrillo Unified School District came together with some donors, one specific family who made the donation that made this happen, and we're able to refurbish the field. So last fall, the Cunha soccer, and then followed by the varsity game versus Willow Glen at noon and the JV game at 3. There's going to be music, fun, like really examples of the turf to feel and see what the difference is. Hopefully sunshine and warmth. We made a special order for that. We paid extra for sunshine. So, which is another reason why I'm super grumpy today.
Okay, according to the app, your payment went through.
You know how much I believe in apps and really, you know, I don't have any apps. I don't know what this app is. I couldn't play the assassination game because it requires an app.
What time is your event?
Yes, thank you. The festivities begin at 11:45 a.m. The game starts at noon. I would get there at 11:30.
Okay.
Because there's going to be food. There's going to be a couple of tents, some swag to look at. I like to get to baseball games early. In the old days, you could get into the stadium early enough to see the actual batting practice and the fielding practice. Now they don't allow that anymore. By the time they allow you in Giant Stadium, they only open it up like an hour and a half before. All of that stuff is done. All you're seeing is the groundskeeper smoothing out the infield after infield practice.
Can I plug an event that's after your event?
Plug.
Okay. So after you've gone to the field,
yep,
and experienced it and been a part of all of those great, beautiful shenanigans, on the more serious side, from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. is the Half Moon Bay City Council Priority Session meeting. So if you live in the city limits of Half Moon Bay and you want to have your opinion of what the next year of priorities is that the city council will direct staff to work on, please come to this meeting and let your opinions be heard. If you're so inclined, you can stay and listen to the actual deliberations as they set the priorities. But towards the beginning of it will be the public comment where you can say, you know, maybe that's your streets are looking really haggard and you want them to focus on, you know, trying to get the streets redone, or maybe there's a park in your area that needs to be rehabbed, or, you know, any number of the things. But if there is something that falls into the city's purview and you would like to bring it to their attention, tomorrow is that day. It is at the Ted Adcock Center, which is the community center right at the end of Kelly. And it's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
All right, I'll piggyback on that. At 10 a.m., I believe in the GCSD meeting room or in the Harbor District office on Alhambra in Avenue in El Granada, at 10 a.m., there's going to be a special Harbor District meeting to discuss talking about shenanigans, talking about their latest proposal for their parking lot. Yeah, shenanigans is the word for it. We're going to get into this topic somewhere down the road. But the whole parking lot thing is a big ball of shenanigans. Anyways, they're going to be presenting their latest proposal since they got chased off of the east side location, though they talk about Shan, tried to slip that under the radar, tried to ram that through faster than people could get on that. We'll talk about it. But that's 10 a.m. if you want to go and make your comments about that. Because as a poke in the eye, because they didn't get the east side, they have allowed Sam to store a bunch of equipment in the Burnham Strip for a project that's not beginning till 2027. Yeah. Okay, so coming up next week, next Saturday, is the Jetty Wave Surf Contest. We've got our people on this. We're trying to get Zoe Chait, the most famous surfer to come out of Half Moon Bay and a dominant force at the Jetty Wave Classic, see if she can be available to come on the show next week. Maybe, maybe not. And then here's some other people that we're going to have the show coming up. Not logged in yet, but we're planning on it. Ray Mueller, he's got a re-election campaign going. I mean, hey, we're you know, reverse coastal windage curse. Ray, if you want to be reelected, there's only one thing you have to do, and that's come on the show. Kate Shea with Grad Night. Grad Night's a big deal. We're going to have Kate on. We've had her on the last couple years to talk about Grad Night. Maybe Sarah Polger, who's with Mid-Peninsula Open Space. And we need to have somebody on from CERT, Coastside Emergency Response Team. Okay, so those are shows and topics that will be coming up. You want to listen in every Friday morning, live, 9 to 10. Me, Ruben, you, Crystalline, him, Frank, and Noah, second engineer, and the rest of the interns. There's too many name badges. I can't keep them. Anyways, thanks for listening. Enjoy the sunshine. Come out to the ball field tomorrow, noon, 11:30, starting at 11:30, and celebrate the brand new field. All right, Frank is losing his mind over here. Coastal Windage. Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast.